Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1830, J&T Properties LLC.
Gentlemen, this is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for an outpatient physical therapy clinic to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 24,553 square feet, more or less, lying north of Savannah Road, also referred to as Route 9, across from Route 12 at Westcott's Corner. On May 3rd of 2010, the applicants provided an exhibit booklet. It's in a red folder. That booklet includes a project description, an illustrative site plan, a data summary of the project, a copy of the application form, a deed, a list of property owners within 200 feet, a series of maps of the area, DLDOT comments in the form of a support facilities report dated July 29th of 2008, a willing and able to serve letter from Tidewater Utilities Incorporated, another series of maps and aerials, and a series of photographs of the site and the area. We heard comments, or received comments, excuse me, from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. They were received on May 11th, 2010. And we were advised by those comments that the project is located in the West Rehoboth expansion area, that wastewater capacity is not available for the project since there are downstream line segments that are deficient at build-out conditions, that the planning study and capacity assumption for the parcel is one EDU based on a residential use on a residentially zoned parcel of less than 1 acre, that based on the design assumption, capacity can be assumed for an office building of 1,000 square feet, that the proposed physical therapy clinic of 6,506 square feet will exceed capacity assumptions, that approving projects that exceed system design assumptions increases pipeline deficiencies and accelerates the need for upgrades, that the current system connection charge rate is $4,336 per equivalent dwelling unit for the period July 1, 2009 through June 30th of 2010, that the parcel was provided with a 6-inch lateral during original construction, that a 6-inch lateral may not be adequate for the proposed use, and a lateral upgrade may be required, that the developer is responsible for costs associated with lateral upgrades, that before the existing structure is removed, it must be properly disconnected by a county licensed plumber, which includes a disconnection permit and inspection by the county. That conformity to the West Rehoboth expansion area planning study will be required. That if the proposed project is approved, downstream sewer line and pump station upgrades may be required. That the developer could be required to complete or participate in upgrades at the developer's expense, and that a concept plan is not required. We also received comments from the Sussex Conservation District on May 11th of 2010, and were advised that the site contains one soil type, that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches are affected, that it may not be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements, and that it is not likely that on-site drainage improvements will be required. And gentlemen, that's all I have at this time.
All right, sir, we thank you.
Once again, I'll ask if anyone here with an interest in this application, feel free to get up, take a look at the exhibits. Just ask that you do so quietly. And with that, the chair recognizes Mr. Fuquay.
Good evening, gentlemen. For the record, my name is James Fuquay. I'm an attorney in Georgetown, and I represent the applicant, J&T Properties, LLC. With me, seated behind me here, is Les Moyer, who is vice president of Southern Delaware Physical Therapy, and actually the father of the owner, Julie Knowles. And next to him is Art Abbott, who's the business manager for Southern Delaware Physical Therapy. Roger Gross of Muirstone Consultants is the engineer and did the design of the project. Roger's daughter is graduating from college tonight, and he's attending the graduation, so he is not here. There was a revised plot and a small exhibit book that was submitted to you, which I believe you have copies of. This is a conditional use application for a physical therapy office for a site that's located at 1545 Savannah Road, which is just west of the Lewis boundary. The site itself contains 24,896 square feet. It's located on the north side of Savannah Road, and it's approximately across from the Savannah Road, Westcoats Road intersection. J&T Properties owns the land. They actually purchased it back in 2004. J&T Properties will build the proposed building, and basically it'll be leased to Southern Delaware Physical Therapy. J&T and Southern Delaware Physical Therapy have the same ownership, so the J&T is merely the holding company for the land. Southern Delaware Physical Therapy, who would be utilizing the facility, started its physical therapy business about 20 years ago in Lewis. It originally was the Lewis Physical Therapy. The business has grown over the years, and Southern Delaware currently has six locations in Lewis, Georgetown, Milford, Rehoboth, Long Neck, and Smyrna. The business employs approximately 52 people and has served thousands of county residents over the years, including myself, on multiple occasions. As to the proposed site and the conditional use, the parcel currently has a house and garage located on it, which will be removed. There are no wetlands on the site, and the site is outside of the 100-year flood zone. The new office would be a two-story building. It would be a traditional style with architectural features that would be what I would call more residential features, dormers, peaked roof, things of that nature. The total floor area of the building would be about 6,500 square feet. The first floor would be about 4,600 square feet, and that would be the area that would have the patient treatment and rehab area, which is generally a large area that would contain the various pieces of equipment, tables for treatment, and things of that nature. There'd be consultation rooms for patients. There'd be an office area for, again, the office work, billing, accounting, things of that nature, and bathrooms. The second floor would contain a break room for the staff and storage. The office would employ approximately seven employees, usually not at all at one time. The maximum hours are approximately 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. In the conditions that I'll be submitting, I requested 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. just to have a buffer on those hours. Site plan is shown on the board there. The actual entrance to the site would be from an easement from DelDOT that would be located on the property to the west and adjacent to this site. And if you'd refer to the first map in tab 2, it's a tax map. On mine, our site is highlighted in orange. I assume that's on your books also. So this easement I'm referring to would be what's indicated there as parcel 11. That's property is actually owned by the state. It's planned to be used as part of the future realignment of Old Orchard Road, which would be relocated so that it would intersect Savannah Road at this controlled intersection of Savannah Road and Westcoats Road. This realignment was discussed extensively at the time that the Villages of Five Points was being planned. There was a traffic impact study that was performed as part of that application, and improvements were required at this intersection as a result of that application. I don't know if the plans to realign Old Orchard Road predated the Villages of Five Points or not, but that is the future DelDOT plan. So technically our entrance would be considered a temporary entrance. It will become an entrance from Old Orchard Road if and when DelDOT actually constructs that realignment. So the office itself will not have a direct access onto Savannah Road. It will be accessed from the DelDOT easement. This application itself did not require a traffic impact study. The support facilities report that was done by DelDOT indicated that there would be minor additional traffic impact. The peak hour impact from that report is at the peak hours. The peak AM hour would be an additional 16 vehicles per hour, and the peak PM hour would be 24 vehicles per hour. Water for the site would be for both domestic use and fire protection would be from a public water utility company, namely Tidewater Utilities. Tidewater has issued a willing and able to serve letter. They would be required to expand their certificate of public convenience and necessity to include this area. It's not in their service area at this time, but they indicated that they would pursue that. Sewer, as indicated, would be provided by Sussex County. It would be part of the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. The county engineer's letter did indicate that the owners would be responsible for lateral upgrades and could be required to participate in sewer line and pump line or pump station upgrades if the county engineer deemed that required. Stormwater management would comply with all county and state regulations. The site would utilize an infiltration system under the parking lot that's designed to maximize the groundwater recharge on the site. The site plan shows 27 parking spaces, including two handicap spots. The parking spaces are located both in the rear and the front yard, which is consistent with other properties in the area, including the adjacent property to our site, which is a Happy Harry's drugstore, which has parking in the front yard. There's one loading space shown to the rear of the building, and there's a screen dumpster area that's located in the rear corner. The site will have landscaping or a fence, as the neighbors might request, along the north and the east boundaries, and that would be shown as part of the site plan. And that would be this boundary and this boundary there. The site is located in a level 2 area under the state strategy plan and map. It's located in the environmentally sensitive development area under the county comprehensive plan, which is a designated growth area. And the proposed conditional use is consistent with the zoning and existing uses that exist in the area. And this area is predominantly business and medical use. And if you would refer to the map that I already referred to, the tax map, as I said, our site is in orange. To the west or the left of our site is the state of Delaware right-of-way lands, which I mentioned, and that's both at parcel 11 and parcel 701. And then to the west of that, as you can see, is land that's zoned C1 general commercial. Running east to west on that site, there is a Happy Harry's drugstore. There's a heating, ventilation, and air conditioning office. And then the rest of that little shopping center, there's a Kickin' Chicken, takeout chicken store, an Italian restaurant, and the liquor store. Further west from there, you come to the villages of Five Points, and that's where the Food Line grocery store and shopping center is located. South of our site, which would be the land across Savannah Road, those lands are all zoned, again, general commercial. On the west side of West Coates Road, there's some contractors and businesses office located along Savannah Road there. On the east side, which is also zoned general commercial, is Windsor Flowers and All Pro Maids offices. And then going further east on Savannah Road are several doctor's offices. And then directly next to our site on the east, back on our side of Savannah Road, there's a single-family residence that's located on the adjacent property. That residence is owned by Honorable Jane Brady, Judge of Superior Court, and her husband. I spoke with Judge Brady, and we discussed the application, and she indicated that they did not have any objections to the application. Next to Judge Brady's property, And to the rear of her property and our property is a five-acre parcel that is the Bayview Medical Center, which was approved as several conditional uses. And that has three separate medical-related facilities located on that site with the required parking. So our property and the Brady property, as you can see, is virtually surrounded by commercial uses and medical offices. And this conditional use request for Southern Delaware Physical Therapy is certainly in character with and similar to the existing nature of the area. I did prepare some proposed findings of facts and conditions, which I will hand to Mr. Lank and ask that he pass them down to you.
Thanks, sir.
And for the reasons that I stated, we believe that this application is appropriate, and we would request your favorable recommendation, and we'll try to answer any questions you may have.
All right, sir. Well, thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. I believe you're in, this lies in Mr. Burton's vast territory.
My first question would be for Mr. Lank. The sewer was stated in the notes that it was not available for this site or is coming?
The wastewater capacity is not available, what they stated. They referenced deficiencies of downstream lines and lateral sizes and possible impact on laterals and pump stations. So we'd have to negotiate with the county engineering department for what improvements had to make to the sewer lines or pump stations or the sewer system itself.
Okay, and the current the current EDU use is one?
There's engineering is saying one based on a residential use of the property on a small residential lot.
What you mentioned what the building type would look like is, could you review that again?
The building has not been designed yet, but as I said, Southern Delaware has been involved in the Lewis area and in Sussex County for some time. The intent here is not to create what you would consider to be a block building. We want to do something with some architectural features that would be attractive. It hasn't been designed yet. I have a sketch here and I don't mean to represent that this is exactly what it's going to look like, but these are some of the ideas that are going into it. This would be the front of the building. This would be the side of the building. First of all, there's no doors. That would be corrected, so there were doors to it. But the intention of this was to have, just to show some of the features.
Part of the therapy is getting inside.
To figure out how to get in. But the, again, a peaked roof. It's not a flat roof. Dormer windows on the sides. You can see some of the windows would really be architecturally pleasing, more of a residential look than just a commercial type look. Some small porch-type roofs coming out over the entrance. This would be the main entrance up here, and things of that nature. So it would be a pleasing design. We're aware that Lewis is very protective, and rightfully so, of what they call the gateway into Lewis, and they want it to look attractive and nice, and we certainly want to contribute to that. Now, I will also add that we are next to Happy Harry's. Okay, so we're not in a virgin area of architectural design, but we certainly intend to do something that would be attractive.
Okay. Recognizing that you don't wear a green or a Del Dot shirt, do you know what this eventual entrance is going to look like? How they're redesigning this road?
For our entrance or for the ultimate?
The ultimate, and then where does your temporary entrance fit into the ultimate?
Well, our easement would be where this future realignment of Old Orchard Road would be. We would be responsible for basically building the drive that would come back to our physical
entrance. So in that right-of-way area, we basically would be creating a drive that would come back to the entrance to our property, and that would be a temporary entrance. That temporary entrance may be for a considerable period of time. When Old Orchard Road, when DelDOT does reconstruct that, that temporary entrance would end, and this would become an entrance from Old Orchard Road, and we would have to do whatever improvements they would then require for D-cell lanes or turn lanes.
Okay, so you're, the entrance that you're proposing on that plan essentially will stay there. You're never
yes.
going to get on to Savannah.
The actual entrance to the site will remain at that location.
On that location.
Yes,
okay.
It will not go to Savannah Road.
All right. And you mentioned there were 50-some employees. How many employees do you anticipate in this?
Approximately seven.
Okay. And in the findings, it mentioned there'd be 235 trips per day. Is that just based on a square foot calculation?
Where's that from?
Your thing here, your book here. This site consisting of 6,500 GFAs will generate an average daily trips of approximately 235 trips a day, half entering the site and half leaving the site.
Okay, that's the total per day.
Is that just based on a square foot?
Yeah, that's just based on DelDOT's traffic count calculations based on a physical therapy office.
Would they be additional?
Well, they'd be new trips, but really, you know, they're really one trip, car in, a car out. They're doubling it, so it's really half of that number. And again, the peak is really the key. The peak PM hour is 24 trips at the peak hour. And, you know, to put that in context, that's one car every 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the practical impact.
This states 31, but, you know, at the AM peak of 31 trips a day.
Okay, well, then that's different than the, if you look at the support facilities report, those numbers were different. I was going by DelDOT's numbers.
Okay. No further questions.
Mr. Bergen, not that you actually asked me a question, but the sewer issue, and this isn't something new. We've been kicking this around for 20 years. You know, the county, when they did their sewer study, as you would, you make assumptions because you're planning. So whenever you plan, you make an assertion about the characteristic of the future. You don't know what it is. It's not based on facts. And in this area, basically what the assumption was that lands that were zoned commercial would use 12 EDUs. Lands that were residential, if they were an acre or more, they'd get 4 EDUs. And if they were less than an acre, they'd get 1 EDU. So that was the assumption that was made. But, you know, that's not the cold, hard fact. That's just how they plan the area. And you know, basically, here's a situation, again, a piece that's surrounded by commercial use. It's going to use more than the assumption. And, again, we understand that we would be responsible for upgrades to the extent that we would contribute toward that need. And the example I want to give is, again, the lots next to us that I just pointed out to you that have become the DelDOT right-of-way. Okay, again, they were assumed that they would have 4 EDUs and 1 EDU. Well, they're going to have no EDUs used there because they're going to be a road. And Mr. Gross told me he's doing work across the street. There's a new building going over there. I'm not sure what it is. But he said that project is not using 12 EDUs per acre, and that's zone commercial. So, you know, there's a give and take throughout the system. And sometimes it's kind of viewed as a very hard, you know, that this is a cap or a lid that should never be exceeded. And I don't think that was ever the intention. But
I guess what I heard from Mr. Lank is that it is capped. I mean, we're at the maximum use.
Now, what it is if the system's built out at those assumptions, then it would. So if everything was developed the way they assumed, 12, 4, and 1, then this would be, I think this is going to use about 5.5 or 6 EDUs, then obviously this would push that 5 over the assumed amount, you know, if everything was done. But everything isn't done. And some of those things are never going to be done. So, you know, there's just give and take within the system. But the bottom line is, forgetting about that, there's upgrades you can do to the system to increase the capacities. And obviously, as I said, we'd be responsible for our share of it.
And just to add to that, from what I read, part of the statement from engineering was that if the proposed project is approved, downstream sewer line and pump station upgrades may be required, and that the developer could be required to complete or participate in upgrades at the developer's expense. It's a little different than what we heard a few times a few months back, where they said you're going to have to pay twofold over and above the cost of.
On the piece that was further down.
Oh, yeah, a couple pieces actually, but yeah.
And that's why, if it was approved on any of these, the commission always recommends that you comply with any of the county engineering department's requirements for sewer systems. Because ultimately, that's an engineering issue, you know.
Did Delta talk about a sidewalk at all on Savannah Road?
No, there was no traffic impact study done, so there wasn't any actual recommendations. We had discussions with them.
But they may.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
Because they have to go through the site plan process by submitting a site plan. DLDOT's got to review it based on entrance location, setbacks, dedication, right-of-ways, multimodal paths, everything.
And they have not done that the Savannah Road part.
No.
That's fine. No further questions.
Answer, Mr. Johnson.
So following up with you, Mr. Lank, if DLDOT was to do that, the so-called sidewalk to nowhere, that could impact on the remaining site plan in terms of what could be built based on the number of parking spots per square footage of office space.
If they took the dedication 50-foot right-of-way from either along their own right-of-way, which the easement, or if they took it off of Savannah Road, that could impact the layout of the parking location of the building, because it looks like it's pretty much maxed out as far as property lines, the way it's drawn.
So what we're seeing tonight might not, in fact, be what's able to be built when they're all
possible
said and done.
It could impact that side building quite a bit.
And Mr. Fuqua, looking at this, I'm presuming it's an underground stormwater management system.
Yeah, it'd be an underground system under the front parking area.
Okay. And Mr. Lank, when did we get the letter from engineering department?
I believe it was May 11th.
May 11th.
Tuesday.
Oh, that's improvement.
We had requested it.
I got one on the 10th, but they had to correct it. So it was the final document was the 11th.
So the
original letter said we had 4 EDUs, and Roger actually called them back and pointed out that the assumption's actually 1 since it's less than an acre. He didn't consult me first.
I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Smith.
I have no questions.
Ross.
Honestly, is the best policy, Mr. Cooper. Thank you. No question.
Okay. Mr. Lank?
I think my question has been answered.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
And my question's got answered too. Thanks.
All right, then. If you take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1830 J&T Properties LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1830? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.